And now this is a dictation for Pamela, P-A-M-E-L-A, Lundos, L-E-W-A-N-D-O-S, April 2746. Addresses a letter to Dr. Lina, L-E-N-A, Whitman, W-I-D-M-A-N, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Whitman, follow up for Pamela with chronic kidney disease, progressive, stage 3 to 4. Comes accompanied with husband, who is a retired professor. She's been taking iron replacement, Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y. Denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. She has low blood pressure, for what she takes full dose of Midodrine, 15 milligrams, 3 times a day, with the last dose at around 4 in the afternoon. Husband has noticed low blood pressure in the morning, which is expected, as she will be off treatment for around 16 hours. And there is also postural blood pressure changes. Denies any falling. She's wearing compressing stockings. The one to the waist area is a low pressure at 15 millimeters of mercury. The one below the knee is around 20 to 30, although they have a tendency to roll down. Other review system done, non-contributory. Next paragraph, medications remains on Sinemet for Parkinson. On Midodrine, fludrocortisone, recently added iron pills, cholesterol management. Next paragraph, present weight 99, blood pressure by nurse was 132.73. She's on no respiratory distress. Lungs are clear, no consolidation pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, pericardial rap gallop, no gross edema, no major tremors. She's very pleasant, normal speech. Next paragraph. Most recent kidney ultrasound is from September, bilateral small, 8.4 on the right, 8.0 on the left. There was no obstruction, no urinary retention. There was, however, a hyperechoic mass on the right side, an cyst on the left. This mass on the right kidney has been documented 2021, probably representing an angiomyolipoma. It has not changed over time, likely is benign. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, a few days ago, October, stable anemia 10.7 with a normal white blood cell platelet, stable kidney function at 1.52, representing a GFR35 stage 3B, normal sodium potassium acid base, minor increase of calcium at 10.5, normal albumin phosphorus, PTH not elevated, vitamin D above 30, urine calcium, corrected for creatinine, do not show high level of excretion. Prior testing, no evidence of monoclonal protein. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B, no evidence of progression, no symptoms of uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis, no indication for dialysis. Dialysis is done for a GFR less than 15 and symptoms of uremia or severe valium overload. We discussed about the low blood pressure or maximal treatment with midodrine and fludrocortisone. The low blood pressure in the morning is very understandable, as is already 16 hours in the last dose. Low blood pressure can be seen as part of the Parkinson's disease or similar conditions like multi-system failure. Continue compressing stockings. She was concerned about potential osteoporosis as she's not taking any more calcium pills. There is a bone density coming on November 16. A prior one is from 2021. At that time, there was osteopenia, but not osteoporosis. Once the bone density is done, there can be discussions about what medications to use. Probably Prolia, P-R-O-L-I-A, will be the best option, given the advanced renal failure, bisphosphonates might be relatively contraindicated. We also have discussed about physical activity, present diet appears appropriate, the need for chemistry on a regular basis. We will do EPO treatment for hematocrit less than 30. Presently, no need to change diet for potassium acid base, no need for phosphorus binders, no need for vitamin D125. All issues discussed at length with patient and husband, come back in 6 months.